Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to another segment of Smoke Break. You're on the mic with your boy, K. Abdul. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Tonight, we're going to be talking with a special guest. She goes by the name of Maria Lucas, and she was featured on an article of mine titled The Lightning God, Storm of Love. And when I heard it, it was a very interesting, deep, erotic, almost slightly disturbing passage. And I liked it. It was so dark and so twisted, but yet so glorifying and so just passionate. So I'm going to go ahead on and, you know, bring her on the line. And, you know, we're going to get this thing rolling. And I want to see about maybe possibly if we can, you know, read that passage. And that way everybody can maybe feel what I was feeling when I heard the words. So, but first I'm going to go ahead on and bring on Miss Maria Lucas. So how you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing good. How are you doing,
Jim? I'm doing good, good. Thank you for tuning in and joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. So if you don't mind, I wanted to take a moment and read your passage. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So here it goes. You're a badass. Crazy lover man. I was told you were a stain that I couldn't get out. Now you're in my blood, percolating my insides all about. A rebel after my own heart. That voodoo thing that you do sets me out of control. Wild as the storm, erupt the thunder of desire in my bones. A sorcerer of charms, original womanizer by far. But your love is just as ferocious and intense as your sexual play. A god of your own soul. You're a battle to deal with, but the war is exquisite. You and I make glory, bleeding hearts pouring in our screaming kisses. With you, I'm the Oshan of beauty and joy. You are Shango, the beacon of strength and dignity. Together we are the pillars of serenity. We are known to achieve perfection that no one will ever know. The hieroglyphics of our romance is legendary to the end, like nut and gin, ancient and powerful, beyond the times. You are my earth and I am your sky. Let's embrace one another as I rain down upon your soul. My stars ignite to watch you flourish from our love, such a delight. Through the heartache, joy, and passion, you are always a striking presence. One look hit me like a bolt, resonating my spirit, and I've been electrified ever since. Wow. That is deep. Like, wow. So,
yeah, I
have so many questions. I'm just like, whoa. So this lightning guy, I want to meet this dude. Mm-hmm. Like, how was he in your mind? Like, how do you put a face to this? You know, how would you describe him? Let's put some characteristics to this guy, some, you know, some physicalities or whatever.
Well, it's not something. Well, first off, when I write my poetry, most of it is by some experience, what I've been through in my life, relationships, days I've endured, life events. So when I wrote this is a poem that was long time overdue, and it was about actually the person that I'm with right now. So it wasn't someone I really had to make up. It was just someone I've been with, I've been in love with my whole life since I was a teenager, and that I'm still in love with. And what you just read described our whole persona, love relationship that we have right now, even from back then to now. So when I wrote it, I just kind of put him in my mind into play, and everything else kind of was a little bit fantasized, you know, for me to give it that writing flair, and I just went on with it.
Well, indeed, you went on and on, and I love it. Like, so... So sex with a lightning god, like, give us, what is that like? Give us a essence of what it's like. And you're, I know you wrote it down, I know you did it like that, but I mean, if this lightning god is real now. So now that I know it's a real person, so obviously this is more than a once-time thing. So, you know, I'm intrigued about this life with this lightning god. I am so intrigued.
Okay, well, so, it's very dominating and intense sexually, or our sexual life. It's very dominating. It's very intense. We're both fire signs, so it's like we're battling one another. Like I said, it's a constant war, but the battle is so exquisite all the time. And so you kind of got that kind of dark side of it, how we just always at each other, but it's a very intoxicating, intense type of sexuality that we have that's almost kind of dislike. Because it can consume you sometimes, be overwhelming. You know, it can kind of blind you on certain things that you know, not aware of in your relationship. And I had to kind of learn to balance that out with this individual to, you know, see things for what it was and what we were outside the sexual intensity part. But the sex is very intense. It's very dominating because we're dominating individuals anyway. So when
Ow.
You come bring that to the bedroom, it gets very... I'm sorry.
What you giggling for?
I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous because I've never been on a radio interview before, so maybe that's why I'm giggling a little bit. But yeah, it gets like that with this individual.
Okay, all right. Well, I definitely don't want you to feel nervous. We definitely want you to feel comfortable. You know, here, you know, you a family here. You know, we're not here to hurt you. We're going to have a little late night grown talk. And the title of this, in case you didn't know, is The Other Side of Rhea. Now, I know you may pronounce it Rhea, but I read it as Rhea. Do you prefer Rhea or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, for me, the I is silent. But, I mean, if you want to say Rhea, that's fine, just to, for our audience not to be confused. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter either way.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then, how do you pronounce it?
Rhea.
Okay. Well, Rhea it is.
Yeah.
All right, so we're on the other side of Rhea tonight. So I understand you're a little bit nervous, and, you know, I can definitely understand that. So I won't push you no further. We'll keep on moving, okay?
Okay.
So let me ask you, now, would you consider yourself a free spirit, and why or why not?
Yes, most definitely. I've always followed the beat to my own tune since I was a little child. I did, you know, I didn't really follow the crowd. I had my own style, I had my own way of doing things, and I still do, despite what everybody else thinks or may say. I'm human, though. I do want to belong and to fit into a certain group or to an individual. I mean, that's, you know, that's natural. But at the same time, I'm comfortable within my own skin when I'm an individual. And I've always just been, you know, I've always done outlandish things and crazy things ever since I was little. I mean, my childhood wasn't what you consider. I mean, the things I did was kind of like, you know, a little abnormal, not in a way that was dangerous or anything like that crazy, but it was just, I always just did things a little bit different than other children. Mostly, folks said that I grew up as the only child mostly, so, you know, I mostly had to kind of have, like, makeup friends. I played by myself a lot, or I was on team most of the time with my mother, but I didn't have no problem when making friends, you know, outside the home. I was a social outlet individual, but at the same time, I also knew that I was different from the other kids that I did play with. So, yeah, I will consider myself very free-spirited, even to this day, very much so.
That's what's up. And now I just want to be clear, that way, you know, no one misinterprets this, because I know sometimes a free spirit, it can be, you know, interpreted to, you know, the downgraded portion of it, a hoe, or, you know, you know, something like that. So what is your definition of a free spirit?
I guess for me, definition of free spirit is somebody that just do what they feel is their own truth, you know, live their life how they feel like they should live their life. I mean, you only have one life to live, and you should live it to the fullest, no matter, you know, what people may say or think of you. If this is who you are as an individual and this is how you feel comfortable within your own skin, you should, you know, live it out, rock it out, you know, like Martin Lawrence said it best, you know, ride it to the wheels fall off because you only have one life. So, I mean, and that can range from, like, I guess, you know, from traveling or writing books or being a little bit outlandish with your sexuality. You know, I don't consider people in the sex category as a hoe because I think everybody has a little bit of hoe in them. I just probably don't want to admit it or express it in that term, but it's the truth.
Uh-huh.
And I think people need to learn to embrace that because sex is natural. It's a part of living. It's the reason why we're here on Earth, and I don't think people should just downcast it so much. Yes, there is
right. Danger
ties to sex if you're not careful with it. That's true. But at the same time, you know, sex is sex, you know. And if you can be comfortable with your own skin and be comfortable with the individual that you live, you can have a lot of fun with it. So that's how I see free spirit is for me. I always live my life to the beat of my own tune. And I think everybody should be the same.
And that's what's up. That is definitely what's up. Mm-hmm. I am definitely down with that. Individuality is so much more common, like that, and that's the atmosphere that I want to set and I want to have, you know, where you feel it's okay to be who you are, you know. Now, of course, as long as you know it's not disrespectful or anything like that, but it's okay to be who you are. So,
right.
With that being said, what is art to you?
Art is everything. Even though I write, I used to love to dance. I was in dance class in middle school prior. I was in drama class in high school prior. So I love art, and I try to indulge in any way I can possible to express myself. I like going to plays, theater, dance, ballet, music, and especially for me being a female and a black female, that I think, you know, art is a great way to express our stories as individuals and as people of color. And we've always expressed our stories through song, through writing, through dance, and I love all aspects of art. I mean, I indulged into it a long time ago when I was young. So, I mean, I just love it.
That's what's up. So you did ballet?
No. I didn't do ballet. I was in modern dance in 7th and 8th grade.
Okay, so what is modern dance?
It's kind of more like, kind of hard to describe. It's not ballet. It's not jazz. It's more
can
like,
Can you bend your legs behind your head? Yes, can you bend your legs behind your head?
No, I was like the worst flexible student there. I couldn't even do a full, like, you know, leap with 2 feet in the air. I was like the worst, but even though I was the worst, I still did my own thing and wanted to be in the show. Even though I was like the worst dancer ever, but modern is more like the best, I guess, freelance dancing, basically like more like bohemian type of style dancing. It's all about kind of just moving your limbers a lot in awkward styles, basically. And it's more hippie Indian like kind of. That's the best way to describe modern dance that I can think of. We dance to a lot of Indian music when we was in class and stuff like that. So it was that type of style of dance. So I loved that at the time. Even though I was like the worst ever, but I just love to be a part of something that moved me, you know?
That's interesting. I have a question though. From the way that you sounded it out, I can't help but imagine a room full of offbeat white people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of white people in that class. I mean, yeah, the school I went to was a Manhattan school, and it was a majority white school. I mean, it was a few black students in there, okay. But, yeah, it was a majority white class. But, you know, I just embraced it for what it was. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, man. So.
Like, you got what you needed out of it, so that's all that matters. That's what's up. But no, that's the vision that I had. You said awkward positions and limbers, and I'm like, never once did you say, oh, B.
Yeah.
So I was just like, well, okay.
No. I mean, the music that they had playing was just, it was out there, you know. But I hung with it, you know. But it was out there, so yeah.
What's up? So, what type of sex do you prefer? Soft and sensual, rough and beastly, or all in between?
I'm game for anything. I guess it really depends on my mood. I have what you call like a very diverse sexual personality. I'm not just one particular person in the bedroom. So it depends on my mood. I can go with either or with all of it at the same time. But I'm very open-minded. I'll try anything at least once, twice, or at least three times if it's really that good. So it depends on my mood. I don't really have a set atmosphere when it comes to sex because I'm not one particular individual. I'm kind of out of the box like all the time with my sexual persona. So you really don't know what you're going to get in the bedroom with me, which is kind of fun, kind of keep it spicy. So
that's hot. So now let me ask you this, because I've been wanting to try it, but I haven't. So maybe you can give me some pointers. Now, have you done like any S&M, like any handcuffs, any bondage, or anything like that?
Oh yes, most definitely I have. I want to do more of it. I loved it. I guess it really depends on if you're comfortable with yourself and you're comfortable with the person that you're with, it's a big major trust there that you have to do that type of stuff.
Right.
I mean, big major trust. You want to make sure you're with someone that knows what they're doing and knows how to use the equipment, of course. So, you know, because I'm all about wild sex. But I'm all about safety, too. So, like, you know, at the end of it, I don't want to end up dead. Basically strangling me to death or something like that. But I loved it. I love it. So I can use more of it. I didn't really get enough experience of it. But when I did, I enjoyed it. I went all into it.
Wow. Because what I've seen on TV, like, it looks intense. But, like, it looks fun. Like, you know, it's like an adrenaline rush, you know. And I wanted to try it, but I wanted to just maybe hear from someone else to see, you know, how they experienced it. But hearing it from you, I'm like, okay, I want to try it. Like, I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to try it.
Right. I had a safe word. And basically, it's all about, you know, who you got to really kind of figure out who is the dominant and who's going to be submissive in it. Because someone got to play the role to be dominant, and you have to be able to trust that dominant person. Because I mean, if you're gonna go into the BDSM all the way, you have to go into it all the way for it to work, or it's just not gonna work. But we had a safe word, and it just worked for us. And even though it was our first time doing it, it just worked for us. We already had a wild, crazy sexual lifestyle anyway together, and it just worked for us. That's the best way I know how to describe it. Some people just kind of hits it off really well with it, and some people don't, and some people will have to sit down with their partner and discuss it, which is fine. Just be sure they want to indulge into that. You know, so I mean, just make sure you have your boundaries set up, because people have their boundaries when it comes to sex and that type of nature. We basically didn't have any boundaries except for the safe word. And I hardly ever used it, so there you go.
Well, damn, it never got too hot for you.
No.
Now, what's up? That is very interesting. Like, yeah, you're right. You got to have a certain level of trust because it's like I'm letting you really, you know, do a lot of shit to me. Not even a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a lot of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, and you don't have no control. That's the thing.
Right. So it's unknown.
Yeah, it's intense.
You can do what you want.
Yeah, and people who are like control freaks in their life and probably in their bedroom too, they probably don't want to be the submissive end of it because people kind of freak out when they don't have any control. Like I know I've ran around some people that just always want to be in control of everything that they do, but life is not like that. And people go really they being under pressure when they realize they can't be in control of everything. So, you know, you got that aspect too. So if you're with a control freak, it may not work. You someone that just constantly just wants to, you know, control every single thing that happens in their life, it may not work. You need someone that needs at least bend a little bit.
So, that's true. That's true. Either that or somebody that's willing to overtake the other one. So, you know, it's either going to be work this out the easy way or do it the hard way. But we're going to get it done.
Right.
You know, we here. So,
we're going to get it in either way. What you going to do?
Right. So, you know, we'll make up a little safe word along the way. But, you know, we're going to get it in. But I got one last question for you, and I think this will probably be the kicker for tonight. And, you know, afterwards, you know, you can feel free to ask any questions that you may or, you know, give any additional input you like. But the question of the night is if you could have any five sex partners, male or female, who would they be?
Famous or unfamous or does it matter?
It would help to relate if they were famous.
Okay.
But, it don't have to be, but it would help to relate.
Okay. Okay. Well, my five, you said five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Okay. First one would be Rihanna. Rihanna. I love her style.
Yes. Number one with the lesbian love. I love it. Okay.
Yes, Rihanna all day. The second one would be I always had a thing for Jonathan Rhys Meyers. He's a white actor on The Tudors. He's playing other stuff too, but I can't think of it right now. He would be another one. The third one would be...
Got a little fetish in there. Okay.
Yeah. The third one would be... Good Lord, the third one. Let me think. The third one would probably be, I can't think of a third one. Oh, Natalie Dormer. She's another British white actor. She played in Hunger Games. She played in The Tudors. But I like the way she looks. She has, like, these sexy cat-like eyes. But Natalie Dormer, she's the third one. That's another lesbian one for you. And then the fourth one will be the fourth one will be, and this is like, you know, I probably couldn't get with this individual, but I think he's so sexy, but he doesn't play on my team. But Justin Summit, I would definitely, if I had the chance, him on the Empire show.
Jamal.
Yeah. I think he just, I know he's gay, but I just think, you know, and since that scene with him and Alicia Keys, I may have a little small chance. When they slept together or whatever, that one small episode that they did with him. Yeah. And then the fifth one will be Maybe Aris Eva. Our Aris Eva, the London actor. If I'm saying his name right, Aris Eva. Aris Eva. The black guy that he's from London. You know what I'm talking about. He's dark skin. Kind of like forehead beard.
Idris Ivers. Or is it
him.
Oh, Idris Ivers.
I don't know how you say Idris Ivers, whatever how you say his name, but yeah, him.
Fine.
Most definitely.
I know
him.
Fine. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be my five right there.
Now let's see. I'm trying to think. If I had to think off the top of my head, a five that I could choose. Off gate, Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Let's see. I go with Idris Ivers as well. Let's see. What's the dude? He was on Madea, Terrell Carter. And remember he was in Madea Goes to Jail, the play?
Oh, the light skinned dude.
No.
The correction officer.
I don't do light brights. I need
the dark skinned dude with the dreads. Are you talking about the dark skinned dude with dreads?
I forgot about him. That's Milk Dud right there with that cool chocolate skin. But no, I was talking about. I'm sorry. It's not Madea Goes to Jail. It's Meet the Browns. I'm sorry. The tall, dark skinned dude.
The little short with the bald head?
I don't know. He was singing. He took off his shirt. He had the nice body. And Meet the Browns to play.
What? I think so. Oh, he had a goatee. He played the doctor. He played the gynecologist that had the affair. Okay. I got what you're talking about. I got you. Yes.
I'm sorry, that man had a bit of a fetch, but I had to go there for him because. Let's see. My fourth would be Lance Gross. Do you know who that is? Okay. Mm.
Hell yeah, Lance Gross. Yeah.
By the sound of that. You know who that is.
Yes.
And let's see. My fifth one. Do you watch Once Upon a Time?
No, I don't watch that show. I wouldn't know who you're talking about.
It's a great show to get into. Okay, well then I'll just, let's see here, pull from out of my hat. Oh, Hugh Jackman. Sure. I'm going to go for old head.
Oh, okay.
Hugh Jackman would definitely get. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Rhea, it has been an absolute pleasure, doing this segment with you. I want to thank you so much for, tuning in with Smoke Break. Are there, any last remarks that you want to make?
Yes, I do. You didn't name any. If you could name one, what girl would you get down with? What female? I know that's not your forte, but I'm just curious.
Let's see. I like curves. I like something I can hold on to, and so I would definitely do Queen Latifah. I would give Rihanna a whirl. Just to see how we do. I probably would do a three, Rihanna, to be honest, to keep it hot. Let's see. Who else do I think is very stunning? Nia Long, she is amazingly beautiful. Oh my God.
Oh, yes.
And believe it or not, I'll be a classic. Angela Bassett.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Yes. She old, but she was good. I'm telling you. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you very, very much for tuning in, and y'all stay tuned for the next episode of Smoke Break. Thank you all.
Thank you for having me. Good night.
Good night.